Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King. But first, this news report. I'm Linda Perry. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan on ABC on Sunday defended conditions at the U.S. Border Patrol stations.
My explanation is that it's an extraordinarily challenging situation. That since I saw you on December 30th, we've had over 500,000 people cross our southern border.
McAleenan's comment follows reports of crowded and unsanitary conditions that have highlighted debate about Donald Trump's immigration policy, where only 40% of Americans think Trump is doing a good job on immigration, a trademark issue for his reelection campaign. The Homeland Security Department's internal watchdog provided new details this past week in a report about the overcrowding in Texas's Rio Grande Valley. That's the busiest corridor for illegal crossings. The report said children at three of the facilities had no access to showers and that some children under age seven had been in jammed centers for more than 2 weeks when they're supposed to be held legally for 72 hours. Some cells were so cramped that adults were forced to stand for days on end, according to the report. McAleenan says we've been asking for help, and Congress did pass a $4.6 billion aid bill late last week for Customs and Border Patrol to improve conditions at the border facilities, to expand medical care, and provide better access to essential items like clothing, hygiene products, and baby formula. The government report last week detailed reports by inspectors who described an increasingly dangerous situation, both for migrants and agents, a ticking time bomb. That's what one of the facility managers called it. The report echoed findings in May by the department's inspector general about holding centers in El Paso, Texas, 900 people crammed into a cell with maximum capacity of 125, detainees standing on toilets to have room to breathe, others wearing soiled clothing for days or weeks on end. McAleenan disputed news reports of especially troubling conditions at a border station in Clint, Texas. That's where a stench was coming from children's clothing and some detainees were suffering from scabies and chickenpox. Senator Jeff Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon, appeared on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday.
Well, I tell you, when I hear a member of the administration say that the reports on the conditions are unsubstantiated, I'm just like, what world are they living in? Because we've had the inspector generals who work for these departments do these reports. We've had journalists do extensive interviews and report on the conditions. We've had the Flores Settlement Agreement lawyers who have special access go in and report on the conditions. From every direction, you see that the children are being treated in a horrific manner. And there's an underlying philosophy that it's okay to treat refugees in this fashion. And that's really the rot at the core of the administration's policy.
In tweet Sunday afternoon, Trump defended his administration's response. He accused the news media of phony and exaggerated accounts, but provided no evidence. He tweeted, "Border Patrol and others in law enforcement have been doing a great job. We said there was a crisis. The fake news and the Dems said it was manufactured." Trump continued, "Federal detention centers are crowded, which we brought up, not them, because the Dems won't change the loopholes and asylum. Big media con job!" exclamation point, Trump tweeted. Meanwhile, Democrats fault Trump for not offering an immigration overhaul that could pass a divided Congress. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a Democratic presidential candidate, was on Fox News Sunday.
"The president is acting like we are some weak, pathetic country. We have the ability to treat human beings humanely. We have the ability to lead our hemisphere in a discussion about how to deal with this refugee crisis and what refugees we're going to take and what refugees others are going to take. And we have the responsibility to secure our border and to do what needs to be done."
Turning to Greece, where it appears that Conservative Party opposition leader Kyriakos Mitsotakis with the New Democratic Party has won the election, ousting the left-wing Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. This after a tumultuous 4 years in office as the country struggled through a crippling financial crisis. Conceding, Tsipras said he hoped New Democracy's return to government won't lead to vengeance, particularly towards the significant achievements to protect the social majority and the workers. And back in the U.S., shaken residents were cleaning up on Sunday from two of the biggest earthquakes to rattle California in decades, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake on Thursday and a magnitude 7.1 quake Friday were centered about 150 miles from L.A. This as scientists warn that both should serve as a wake-up call to be ready when the long-dreaded big one strikes. California Governor Gavin Newsom echoed this sentiment that Californians must pay attention.
We all, I think, have a unique role and responsibility to prepare individually to be prepared for the next earthquake of magnitude even greater than 7.1.
Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.